I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it. Gonna get up before the sun rises above us.
You're back in with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm glad you're here because it is summertime, and there's few things to me that are more enjoyable this time of year than hiking up to a mountain lake and casting for trout. One of the person that shares this passion is Phil Hayes. He actually is the owner of Wilderness Light Float Tubes. They make ultra light float tubes. You can actually hike into a mountain lake with no problem at all. Phil, it's great to have you back on the air.
Outstanding, John. What a topic. Very timely, perfect time of the year for backcountry, alpine lake, ultralight float tube fishing, and just having a blast.
Phil, you live in Iowa, but you fished all over this country, and you fished all over this country at mountain lakes and your float tubes. I wanted to go ahead and just ask you, what's one of the more memorable trips you've had out here in the Rocky Mountain West or the Northwest that comes to mind?
Yeah, and it's strange you should ask, John, because it's actually going to be in your home waters. My most enjoyable float tube fishing in the Mountain West has actually been in Washington State.
Really?
Yeah, and more specifically in the Skykomish area. You know, Washington has just got beautiful scenery, beautiful lakes, and the reason it's been a special place for me is because of the opportunity to fish with immediate and extended family. I'll never forget opportunity with our youngest daughter as she was further honing her skills in float tube fishing and fly fishing. Be on a beautiful alpine lake one morning there in the West Foss River Trail and to experience a triple-double. So we were over some terrific, just ideal trout habitat in the middle of a lake that was accessible only with an ultralight float tube, and over a short period of time going for some nice rainbows. We had a triple-double in which each one of us, three occasions, simultaneously had nice, beautiful rainbow trout on our line. And the smile on her face, that's what I'll never forget. And I'm sure the smile on my face was even bigger, John. And to this day, she just thrives on getting out for some high mountain alpine lake fishing.
Oh, that is awesome. You know, the next question I want to ask you about is for those people who decide, this sounds like a great idea. Let's beat the heat. Let's go on a forested trail and hike up to a mountain lake where it's a little cooler up there in the high country and go fishing. But breaking down a lake that you've never fished before can be a little intimidating at times. When you show up at a lake, what do you do right off the bat, especially a lake you've never fished before? I'm guessing you don't start casting right where the trail hits the lake, do you?
Yeah, ideally, John. I mean, you're spot on. And I get excited about thinking like a trout. So trout, they need food, they need cover, and of course they need cool, oxygen-rich water. That's what will concentrate them in a particular area of a lake. Inlet. You know, I love inlets. And whether it's an inlet or another location, it's always best fished from an ultralight float tube. You're just going to have better accessibility to be just where you want to be to cast and deliver your lure or your fly. But, you know, think about it. Cold, rushing water coming into a lake. It's a smorgasbord. I mean, it's delivering terrestrials, insects, aquatic insects. If that inlet stream has young trout, they're going to be small trout coming in. It's even better if you've got cover associated with that location. If there's submerged ledges, boulders in the mouth of that inlet, if there's overhanging brush to give good cover for those trout from the osprey overhead trying to pick them out of the water, then you've got an ideal spot for trout to congregate. They've got just what they want. They're right at the dinner table with rich food source being served up to them. They've got cover from overhead osprey. Deeper water helps as well. If there's a nice drop-off, that can be a spectacular location to start your fishing. And again, if you're in an ultralight float tube, you can position yourself just right to put that at the edge, because they're going to want to get out of the current too. You know, they're going to want to save energy. And so if you can place your lure or fly kind of at that seam where that food is flowing in, but those fish can hide from predators and have the dinner plate right there. Your line's going to be tight, I'll guarantee it.
So do you favor the inlet stream over the outlet stream of your typical alpine lake, and why?
Yeah, absolutely, because the inlet stream is typically going to have a better dinner table. In other words, because of the aquatic insects, the potential for juvenile trout in that stream, coming into that lake, I think you're going to have a better dinner table for the trout at the inlet stream.
All right.
And at the outlet. So by far, that's my preference, John. That'd be my recommendation.
Okay. Well, let's talk about fishing from a float tube for trout. You're a fly angler, and obviously you've got a couple of options here. You've got dry flies and you've got wet flies, whether it be streamers or nymphs. Again, just generic lake. You've never fished it before. What are the first couple things you try? I'm guessing the first thing you're doing is seeing if the fish are rising, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I tell you, again, coming back to the location on the lake, because in Washington State, in many places, you know, you like to get at least 5 miles from the trailhead and get a little bit less pressure for the lake that's your destination, and get out in the middle of the lake. In other words, if you can identify an island, if you can identify some structure, ledges, boulders that come up close to the surface that are in an otherwise inaccessible part of the lake you can get to with a float tube, there will have been no pressure in those locations.
True.
So it's an ideal spot. And, you know, it comes back to the fishing that my youngest daughter and I experienced. You know, go there. Go there first, because it's very likely that you'll have abundant trout that have never seen a fly before, never experienced pressure.
Is there a go-to fly that you like to fish these lakes, whether it's a woolly bugger or maybe a royal wolf or something else?
There sure is. I love the humpy fly.
Oh.
You know, it's a generic attractor fly, but what I really like about it, John, is the versatility to tie that fly, and it's commercially available now in a variety of colors. So, you know, whether it's a red ant on the water, whether it's Calabatus mayflies, you know, the speckle-winged mayfly, you can tie or you can purchase humpies in a variety of colors. And it's great dry fly fishing activity. So around an island, around a shoal area in the middle of the lake, you can have some spectacular fishing with one fly in multiple colors.
We've got about a minute left. I want folks to know about your float tubes that you make at Wilderness Light. They weigh in at only 3 pounds. They come in at a complete package. Tell our listeners more.
Yeah, John. So again, accessibility. Your success on those lakes is all going to be about accessibility, where you can cast to. And an ultralight float tube that weighs 3 pounds, 6 ounces, that's our Backpacker Pro, which is our all the bells and whistles, down to our bare bones. If you're hiking many miles in, the Treeline 2.X weighs in at 2 pounds, 14 ounces, and they pack very small, 15 inches long by 9-inch diameter cylinder, so they can fit in your backpack and really give you fantastic fishing, perfect for the alpine lakes that we've been discussing.
If you want to find out more, folks, the website to go to, Wilderness Light, that's L-I-T-E, WildernessLightFloatTubes.com. That's WildernessLightFloatTubes.com. These float tubes are becoming very, very popular with backcountry anglers, and for good reason. They're lightweight, they're durable, and they will get you to where the fish are. The website again, WildernessLightFloatTubes.com. Check it out and head to a mountain lake this summer. Phil, always a pleasure to talk to you on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Outstanding. Great to be with you and your listeners on Northwestern Outdoors Radio, John.
Got a bamboo pole and a leaky boat. It ain't much, but if you bail, it'll float. I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
How's the fishing?
If you could parachute a boat into this backcountry lake, it would be great. There's plenty of trout jumping out there, but I can't cast to them from the shore. Hey, what's that?
You may not be able to airdrop a boat here, but with Wilderness Light, you can pack an ultralight float tube in. This float tube, including the pump and fins, weighs less than 5 pounds and are compact enough to fit in my day pack. Order your Wilderness Light ultralight float tube at WildernessLightFloatTubes.com.
WildernessLightFloatTubes.com?
WildernessLightFloatTubes.com. Get out where the fish are without the weight.